you know, those are the kinds of things that I guide people through when they do my 21-day Love Your Body program. So ask me some things, Ken, about food or minerals or vitamins or herbs, or what do you think some of your listeners want to know?
Well, I want to say again that Dr. Taylor is here for a little while long, about 15 more minutes, and the number is 866-823-1077 if you have any specific questions. But is there anything we can do? I mean, this is a very contagious virus. There's no doubt about that. Is there anything we can do, you know, right now? I mean, let's say we haven't been eating all that healthy or taking the proper minerals, herbs, vitamins, whatever. Is there anything we can do in the moment, right now, to help us, you know, turn things around?
Yeah, well, so there are some easy things that are in your kitchen that shouldn't cost much at all, but if you don't have them, you can go get them in a store. And then there are some things that, well, maybe you want to buy a little insurance. Maybe you want to spend a little something. So in the world of what's in your kitchen cabinet, garlic is really great to help the immune system. Ginger is really fabulous to help the immune system. Being cut down on certain foods that are going to kind of stick inside your intestines doesn't mean everyone should be a vegetarian and no one should eat any meat at all. But if someone's food intake is heavy on the animal flesh side with lots and lots of cheese and lots of sugar and a fair amount of alcohol, there are definitely foods that undermine the body's energy. So things like white flour, white sugar, and alcohol rob the body of B vitamins, makes the body much more difficult to handle all sorts of stress. And that may not be that you cut all alcohol out or all sugar out, but it might mean that you're mindful that you, you know, decrease some alcohol or sugar and maybe have some B vitamin-rich foods like whole grains or sunflower seeds or pumpkin seeds or almonds or almond butter. That are more nutrient-dense in B vitamins. Here in the Northeast, where we're speaking from, it's difficult to get vitamin C because of the time of year.
Right.
But vitamin C as a nutrient, I like to use the buffered form rather than the ascorbic acid form, can help the immune system. This time of year, it's really in fresh-squeezed grapefruit juice that you can get in some stores. Can't be, I won't mention a name, a pasteurized orange juice. Vitamin C is heat sensitive, so if you're buying a regular pasteurized orange juice, you're really drinking sugar water. There's really no vitamin C in that. So there are things that are kind of basic of using more fresh vegetables that have nutrients and not boiling them. Simple things like having more whole grains, using garlic and ginger and other foods that can help. Ginger is very high in zinc. Zinc is a very, very inexpensive mineral. You can get zinc at a health food store for $7, $8, $9, $10 for a bottle that'll last you a month or two. And zinc is a lock and key for certain kind of skin conditions. It's also one of the easy minerals that helps the immune system in a lot of ways. Unfortunately, zinc is neutralized a lot by sugar. And where do you get zinc? Zinc is in pumpkin seeds. Zinc is in oysters. Who eats a lot of oysters? Certainly not necessarily when you're housebound. Zinc is in whole grains. So there are foods that generally fresher, less adulterated, less colored, just move in that direction, you know, one meal every 2 days, one meal a day, one meal every 3 days. Just have more salad, steamed vegetables, grilled vegetables, anything other than deep-fried vegetables. You know, eat 5 or 6 colors a day. Have 3 or 4 cups a day. Have more fresh soups that you make. So all of those things can help you, help any of us have a more nutrient-dense food plan rather than not eating a lot, or when you do eat, you eat foods that are fairly empty, nutrient-empty. Now,
there are a couple of things.
Yep, there are a couple of things that are very effective antivirals. Elderberry is in different forms. You know, I have a line of Love Your Body supplements. There's something called Love Your Body Immune Formula 1, and it's one of a number of formulas out there that has a fair amount of C and zinc in an elderberry base. Mine happens to be a chewable tablet, but there are others that are syrup, and there are others that have come in other forms. Elderberry is something listeners could look at, Google, email me and ask me to send you some information on. Elderberry has some really good effects. And the other is olive leaf. Olive leaf is something that has a real good effect to help the body stand up to certain viruses. That's in a Love Your Body formula, Immune Formula 2. Again, it's one of a number of different companies that make really good olive, not like an olive that you put in a martini or an olive that you have in brine, but this is an olive leaf that's ground up and has a lot of medicinal properties that's been tested on viruses. The third thing I'd recommend that is a little pricier, and there, again, is a real variety of effectiveness. There's something called colloidal silver. Have you ever heard of that, Ken? Colloidal silver?
I don't believe so.
So it's a tasteless liquid, and it's not an herb. And it's been shown to have some really good effects on viruses. And it's used as a nasal spray, depending on the delivery system. It's used where you can take a teaspoon. Again, there are many varieties of quality. Listeners can email me if they want to know which one I use. I don't have one as part of the Love Your Body supplement line. But colloidal silver is something I've used for Epstein-Barr, which is a virus, and different kinds of, if it's a viral pneumonia, not a bacterial pneumonia. Colloidal silver has some really wonderful effects. And there are a number of people I know now that are using colloidal silver, maybe a teaspoon twice a day or a tablespoon once a day as a preventive, given that there are no side effects. Last thing to share with your listeners is, you know, there's a radio show on my website about the microbiome, about the way things are absorbed in our colon. And there's a lot in terms of immune competence of people having really healthy digestion. And so similar to when people travel a lot, I give them a really good probiotic.
Mm-hmm.
That's something else that a lot of listeners could take. Unfortunately, again, the variability of quality is just enormous. There is one in the Love Your Body line called Healthy Flora. By no means is it the only one out there that's really high quality. And that's something that you take on an empty stomach before you go to sleep. And by really getting the healthy bacteria in your colon as optimal as possible, it's a way that we all as human beings can protect ourselves from not just parasites and not just bugs and food, but overall we're much more effective at dealing, what I said a number of minutes ago, with protecting ourselves from environmental intruders. And coronavirus is obviously something on surfaces, and, you know, it's something that is in the environment. So by changing the internal environment of our gut and really up-regulating the amount of really good, healthy bacteria, we are more bacterial. This is a fabulous conversation. Maybe we should do a show on it. It's a great philosophical discussion. We are more bacteria. There's more bacterial cells in our body than human cells. Fascinating. And by getting the bacteria in our colon, which is where absorption and assimilation all happens, as tip-top as possible rather than normal, it's a great way to protect ourselves when we're around sick people, or if we're around sick people. So those are a couple of things. Oh. Elderberry, olive, colloidal, and the other is to take a really, really great probiotic.
Now,
those are some simple things.
Dr. Taylor, when I think of elderberry, I have to admit the first thing that came into my mind was elderberry wine, okay? And let's face it, you know, people are still going to, during this time, drink alcohol or have a glass of wine with their meals.
Right.
So, in all seriousness, are there some wines that would be better for you than others?
You know, Ken, the only thing I could say to that question is I wish I lived closer to you so you and I could do a real good study and do an experimental good research so that you and I could really come up with a legitimate answer.
Yeah.
And then we'd base it on assuming our memory was able to remember anything. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, because I was thinking, elderberry wine. You know, that's one way to get it, I suppose. But
is that something European, or is that something you can buy in a regular liquor store?
Oh, I would imagine you could find it at one of our state liquor stores in New Hampshire. I would be surprised if you couldn't. Yeah, but no, I'm just.
And am I mistaken? Is it something sweet, or is that just not? True.
I don't know if I've ever had it, to be honest with you. I popped into my mind. I mean, it's not something I drink. I don't think I've ever had it. I'm just thinking, is there a certain kind of wine that might be healthier for you? Because some studies have said a glass of wine a day does you some good. So I'm just thinking along those lines.
Yeah, and the person who said that was a French wine merchant who had a very high stake in selling wine.
Right.
So here's what I propose. Yeah. We're doing another show a week from today.
We
right?
are. We are. And unfortunately, we
would
have
you,
to.
Would you be willing to get a bottle of elderberry wine, and I will get a bottle of elderberry wine, and next week, same time, same place, we're going to compare notes?
That's the best homework assignment I've ever had. Right there. That's it. That's the
You're
best
great.
Homework assignment. Dr. Taylor, we really appreciate it. And your website is drbarrytaylor.com, drbarrytaylor.com. And how can people email you?
drbarry@drbarrytaylor.com.
Simple
D-R,
as
no
that.
Spatial period.
Yeah. All right. Don't forget now, we have another date 1 week from today at this very same time.
Okay.
And thanks so much. You gave us a lot of terrific information, and we really appreciate it. And everybody, get out those, go to YouTube and find Laurel and Hardy or the Honeymooners or, the Marx Brothers,
good.
Whatever. Get a laugh. Get a laugh. You need it at this point in time. Thanks so
exactly.
much, Dr. Taylor.
Take care. Thank you so much, Cameron.
Thank
Speak
you.
To you soon.